WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station property owners could be deciding two bond issues next year. The College Station School Board Tuesday night authorized administrators to form another community planning committee, which would work next spring. Before the board makes its final decision next August, there was agreement to meet with the city council. That's after board member Carol Barrett heard the council was going to postpone next year's city bond election.
That they're going to try to work the project that they want to work with the city by selling some property. And I mean, they were very specific about some of the things, and I'd like that to be confirmed, obviously.
A city spokesman says the council is still scheduled at Thursday night's meeting to appoint an advisory committee to make recommendations for a bond vote next year. A school board majority wanted to ask voters sooner rather than later to address overcrowding by building a third intermediate, a third middle, and a 10th elementary school. Monday at midnight was the deadline to submit applications for Reveille 9.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says the search is more about quality than quantity. He says one of the requirements is that the dog is at least a year old.
We don't expect to get hundreds of dogs, because you're right, when you have a dog that's a year old, you're talking about a family's pet. Or you're talking about a family show dog. So it makes it difficult to get the numbers, but we also know we're going to get really good quality when we do.
Reber says the 12-person search committee is made up of veterinarians, staff, faculty, and students from various organizations. He says the goal is to have Reveille 9 selected and trained in time for the Corps' final review in the spring semester. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry may have his name on an historic building at his alma mater. Thursday, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents holds a special meeting to consider renaming the 100-year-old academic building the Governor Rick Perry 72 building.
Perry graduated with System Chancellor John Sharp in 1972. Two regents, Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan and John White of Houston, graduated 2 years ahead of Perry and Sharp, and a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated in 1973. 2 hours after the regents' meeting, Perry is scheduled to deliver one of his last speeches as governor at what will be A&M's last December graduation convocation program. The academic building was chosen following consultation with Interim President Mark Hussey and the University Committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department continues celebrating its 75th anniversary by providing 75 free flu shots. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says the shots are on a first-come, first-served basis and are available Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45.
This acts kind of as an exercise for us. So if somebody had, if we had to, do an emergency flu drive or shots for like a pandemic or something, then we want to be able to get it in that time frame and getting a lot of people out and in to get their, shots or immunizations if they need to.
Paul says anyone 6 months or older can receive a vaccine. They'll be set up at the Brazos Valley African American Museum in downtown Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 47 degrees. We'll have more news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
8:09. Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Increasing and thickening clouds today. High temperatures 50 to 55. By late afternoon, we could see a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower tonight, otherwise cloudy with lows near 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there is the potential for a passing shower, highs near 60. A better chance of showers tomorrow night. There could even be a thunderstorm. Lows will be near 55. Showers and any thunderstorms will taper off Friday. It'll remain cloudy. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
810, Dr. Charles Horton joins us this morning. State Senator, good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great.
Great. This is the first time we're going to chat with the Senator, but as we get into the session, we'll be visiting each week so that we can talk about different things that will be coming up on the legislative calendar. Obviously, you've been in the headlines already. You're chairman of Health and Human Services, and you've talked a little bit about how there are some reforms that you think need to be taking place in the state of Texas. Kind of give us an overview of that, would you?
Certainly, Scott. We have five different health agencies in the state of Texas serving a variety of different individuals and clients. What the sunset process and my committee, the Health and Human Services Committee, our committee, looked at was how we can better provide those services. And we have decided to move forward with restructuring and realigning those various agencies into one agency, the Health and Human Services Enterprise. That helps with the coordination and the way the various agencies have to work across lines. I think the more streamlined approach is the right way to deliver services and would be better for those clients as well as better for the taxpayer.
You know, there's some highlights to that. One of the things, obviously, that caught my eye was that Texas should not expand the Medicare to cover low-income adults, which obviously is a key part of the federal health law. So give me your thoughts on the thinking behind this and what kind of a transitional Medicaid waiver can be put out there.
Right. Well, Medicaid, in my opinion, is obviously a very vital health care entitlement and health care welfare benefit to those that are absolutely in need and need those services. But the expansion of Medicaid in its current form to those that are able-bodied adults is wrong. The Medicaid system is broken, and it's costly, and it's unsustainable. And without the flexibility to transform and reform Medicaid to better serve individuals, I don't think we need to be taking a step and just expanding Medicaid in its current form.
Now, one of the other things you're talking about is that low-income Texans who are taking cash from a specific program would also have to undergo drug screening. This is something I have to think, at least from the outside looking in, is something that most Texans would applaud. Obviously, you don't want them in some sort of an illegal state, and they're getting money from government.
Right. That bill actually passed unanimously out of the Senate last session. Mm-hmm. It refers to welfare benefits, what we call the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF. The bottom line is individuals receiving cash welfare benefits from the federal government through the state should not be diverting those funds for use in buying drugs. And so drug testing, while still protecting, for instance, minor beneficiaries, children beneficiaries, is, I think, a step forward that we need to take as a state.
And obviously you have people who have views that maybe more needs to be done by your committee. I noticed that Carlos Uristi is advising lowering the caseload of workers in Child Protective Services and focusing on some prevention methods. Is there really more? Do you feel like this is just a step that you're taking and there will be some other changes within CPS?
Oh, yes. CPS has been an area that I have devoted a large amount of attention to over the last year, and it does need to be reformed. We looked at it very closely, both in the committee as well as in the sunset process. We need to make sure those caseworkers have the right policies and procedures in place to where they're spending the maximum amount of time in front of those children. It's imperative, and the state of Texas has an absolute obligation to protect those children that are in their care.
Certainly there's not a parent who has a child who's in a public university who didn't look at interest with the tuition cap bill that you've introduced. Is there a large disparity? We understand, again, what 222%, I think, is what we're looking at from the time that you gave boards of regents the opportunity to deregulate. Do you feel like they were irresponsible first in doing that?
Well, yeah, the bottom line is the cost of higher education is rising faster than Texas families can keep up. The overall tuition and fees has increased 100%. The amount set by the boards of regents across the state of Texas has increased 222% in the last 10 years. I personally feel that tuition deregulation that was put in place by the Texas legislature in 2003 has failed Texas families and Texas students, and that we as a legislature have a duty to reevaluate the role of the state, the way we handle tuition and fees at the system level. And also, I think students and families need to look closely at the amount of debt they're taking out to obtain degrees. You might not know this, Scott, but 40% of undergraduate individuals, when they first came out of college, are making less than $25,000 a year, and they're having to they're saddled with significant student debt, and that's why we have a delinquency rate of over 20% in student debt. It is a problem that does need to be addressed by the legislature, and that's why I filed that bill. And that bill would, as you said, cap tuition and fees. Well, first it would freeze it for a year, and then limit further increases to the rate of inflation only.
Is there a large disparity even among Texas public colleges and universities as far as their tuition is concerned?
Well, there is some disparity, but the bottom line is the portion set by systems and universities is increasing faster than Texas families can afford. Texas has a vital interest in having an educated workforce, and we as a legislature, myself as a state official, needs to look out into the future to make sure the demands of the Texas economy, the workforce needed for that Texas economy, is in place. And to do so, we need access to affordable higher education.
Are there schools out there that are capitalizing on these large numbers of students that are seeking admission to their schools? Are there some red flags out there?
One more time, sir.
Well, I mean, technology costs more money, that's for sure, and schools need to be on the cutting edge of technology. But are there schools out there within the public colleges and universities of Texas that are capitalizing on the idea that, well, gosh, supply and demand in this market, if I've got three times as many students who are applying to my school as can get in, shouldn't the economy show that the tuition is a justifiable expense there?
Well, you know, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. Yeah. I'm looking at it from a workforce and economy standpoint long term, and what it's doing not only to our economy but also to those students that are saddled with ever-increasing amounts of debt that keep them from, for instance, starting a job or buying a house. It's an issue that does need to be addressed, and I think the legislature failed Texas and Texas students when it deregulated tuition in 2003, and I believe it's an issue that needs to be brought back up to reevaluate the state's role as well as the roles of the system universities and the obligations and responsibilities of the students and families.
Have you heard from any administrators back on this with another view?
No, I haven't heard directly from any of the administrators. I'm sure they're discussing it very thoroughly. I've heard from a lot of families and
sure,
a lot of students
right. That
are saying, you know, thank goodness someone's at least bringing this issue up to light, because this is an issue that will not end well if we continue to allow the positive feedback loop between ever-increasing amounts of tuition and fees mm-hmm. paid for by subsidized student loans and ever-increasing amounts of student debt that, ends in delinquency and inability to pay, which has secondary effects not only on the individual but the economy and the financial market.
Sure. Well, obviously, it's developed a ripple in College Station, you can bet. I'd like to get your comments about what seemed to me to be fairly effective legislation on a controversial subject, that's abortion. Most of the abortion clinics are closed in Texas now. Do we know if those still wanting abortions are reacting by going to other states for those procedures? Do we know what a net change is, if any, from that legislation?
Yeah, I really haven't. I don't know of a net change. My committee has not been apprised of a huge outgrowth of concern in that area. What I can tell you, though, that was what that bill did was protect women seeking that service from substandard abortion facilities. And the second thing that law did was protect life after 20 weeks of gestation, after 5 months of gestational age. That's the bottom line. And, you know, the individuals are entities such as the one in Bryan that had to close or wanted to close from a business standpoint, from a financial standpoint, because they did not want to provide the service in a responsible manner and continue to provide it in a substandard manner. I think that's their call. I want Texas women to be protected when they go out and receive health care services.
I may have missed it, but has there ever been a lawsuit to challenge this? I mean, it seems, again, to be a pretty effective way to change the landscape. Has anybody talked about a lawsuit to try to reverse this?
Yeah, there have been a number of lawsuits that have actually been supportive of the state's law, actually.
No,
in reference to the 20 weeks as well as the physicians having to have privileges within 30 miles.
Sure.
Transportation, one of the biggest things out there, and you filed legislation to make sure that there's transparency in exactly how those highway dollars are funded.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've got a session ahead of us, and we don't know exactly how that's going to happen, but in the Charles Schwertner world, how do you want to see this funding handled, and what kind of numbers do you think we really need to effectively not only support existing roads, but also be able to build new ones?
Mm-hmm. Well, people traveling on our highways understand that congestion and traffic is a problem, and it's a problem for them, it's a problem for our economy, and we have growing transportation needs, a growing state. The bill I filed would increase the amount of money going toward transportation by ending some of the money that is from the gas tax being utilized for different agencies and different state bureaucracy. The bottom line is, if you have a dedicated tax, it should be utilized for that dedicated purpose. In this case, the gas tax, which is 20 cents on every gallon of gas that we purchase, it would add $620 million a year to highway funding. That's on top of the Proposition 1, which was passed by 80% of the Texas voters this last November, which was about $1.7 billion a year. You add those two up, you're looking at $2.3 or so billion. We probably need closer to $4 billion a year just to maintain the same level of congestion on Texas highways as we have currently. So we're heading there, and it is a large priority of a number of members, and I do think we'll continue to work on transportation, and you will see results in reference to transportation by the end of the session.
Is there any other legislation you have planned to introduce we haven't heard about yet?
Yes, I have some legislation in reference to continued protection of our private property rights and eminent domain. That'll be coming up over the next number of weeks. And then also in reference to public health response to infectious disease threats, the Ebola cases that we saw up in Dallas, it showed some holes that need to be filled and areas of concern. I had a hearing in the Health and Human Services Committee during the summer in regards to this, and there will be legislation working jointly with Dr. Jawar and the governor's task force, trying to put forth a better way to handle infectious disease threats when they do emerge in the state of Texas.
Okay. Finally, a coalition of liberal Democrats and some conservative Republicans have introduced a proposal earlier this week to make possession of a small amount of marijuana in Texas a civil infraction. It's a House Bill 507. Would be like a $100 fine. What's your feeling as one member of the body on that?
Well, I think we've incarcerated individuals for nonviolent offenses in the past far too often. I believe for nonviolent offenses, we need to continue to look at ways we can try to reform or rehabilitate those individuals. I haven't seen the bill. I haven't studied it. It will go through the criminal justice, our jurisprudence committees on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people that are violent criminals need to have the maximum amount of sentencing and penalty. But nonviolent, you know, first-time offenders, I'm willing to look at options in reference to how we rehabilitate and repair that individual so they can be productive citizens in our state.
State Senator Charles Schwertner will join us on Wednesdays as the session begins, and we'll look forward to those visits at that time. I hope you and your family have a good holiday.
Thank you, Scott. You too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
This holiday season, give an exquisite gift that lasts forever. Troll Beads bangles are specially handcrafted using the finest materials on earth. While this gift will last forever, their special holiday offer won't. Buy a Troll Beads bangle this December 8th through December 31st and get two stoppers and an Italian glass bead free. Come and see their collection at The Cottage, 107 South Baylor in Brenham, and embellishments by The Cottage, 900 Harvey Road in College Station. Troll Beads, the original since 1976.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce. and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate.
StateLaw.com. 825 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gina's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm good.
Pull that microphone right up close. You can do that. There you go. Okay. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. What do you got going on?
Well, we've got a lot of information. Many offices and buildings will be closed with the city for the upcoming holidays, and we've got all that information on our website. But obviously, the most important is trash pickup. So if your trash is scheduled for Thursday pickup, routes will not be picked up.
They finally get a day off, folks.
They do.
All
so,
right.
Thursday's residential trash will be picked up on Friday, and brush and bulky will be picked up on Saturday.
Okay.
And if anyone wants
to... Oh, but they got to work Saturday. You hear
they
that?
Do.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And if you want to go ahead and put out your tree, just make sure to put it out on the brush and bulky days.
So, can they leave cookies for them? How do they do that?
I bet any of the guys that are working, or men or women that are working, would love a cookie outside.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want to put a tin together for those folks who have to work on these holidays when the rest of us have time off, you know.
I would probably set it not on top of the trash.
Or put a sign that says, this is for you, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, yes. Very good. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate that. And Art Hughes is here this morning. The mayor's not here, but the mayor pro tem is. You doing all right today?
I am, Scott.
Have I congratulated you on being mayor pro tem? Congratulations,
I don't think
if
you
not.
Have.
All right, so there you go. You get to sit in there close to the mayor, and he can whisper all these things to you about, you know, stuff that's going on out there. We've got a new council.
We do.
We have a new member on the council.
We do.
So how do you see the dynamic necessarily changing with the after the elections?
Oh, it's I would say it's changed a lot, but it's the result has been, you know, the meetings have been a little longer because whenever you have somebody new interjecting their thoughts and information, well, you know, you have to weigh all of that, and it just extends the meeting a little longer. But
that's government, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, we were talking earlier this morning, this week, Austin elected 10 new city council members. Only one council member from the old council. They went to single-member district. They'd been at large. So they have a new mayor and 10 new council members.
Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah. So on a day when you think it's going badly, it could have gone a lot worse if you have to do that. But actually, you have a lot of end of you have new business that has to really be taken up at the end of the year. You have budgetary situations that have to be looked at. And tell me, basically, from your standpoint, what do you see in the priorities in this budget as far as years past? Any changes that would be necessarily observant?
I don't think so. One of the new things we have to deal with, it's not a problem, but we do have to decide how to deal with it. Is the funds from the oil leases? Of course, you know, we've always had a little bit of money coming in from that, but here lately that's increased considerably. We feel like it's probably unwise to just throw that into the general fund like it'll always be there, and do our spending budgets according to that. But since it's such a fleeting amount of money, at times we'll, you know, we're thinking we'll make a line item of it, and I'm not saying everybody agrees with me on this, but it'll be in the general budget. We'll make a line item, and you know, be very careful when we use that money.
Well, and you say fleeting. I mean, we're already seeing it. Boy, the oil prices have already plummeted here in the last couple of months. And so, yeah, probably a wise move that you don't want to anticipate that money will always be there, because good times are here sometimes. But I'm sure as the people in Midland can tell you, there are always bad times that come behind them. You just have have to watch for that. Anything else going on in your radar? What's in your world right now?
Well, of course, you may or may not know it is the Christmas season.
I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. It's in all the papers.
I would like to make everybody aware of the something that's going on near downtown, and that's Breakfast with Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
This is something you may enjoy.
Yeah, right.
Even though it is a busy time of year, Santa's going to take time to have breakfast with those who want to attend at the Neal Recreation Center on Martin Luther King. And he will be visiting with the kids from Bryan before he starts on his long journey.
What's the date of that? When's that going to be happening?
That will be the 20th.
Wow, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's coming up Saturday.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. you know, the reindeer will be ready to haul when they get out of there. And it'll be on Saturday, December 20th from 9 until 11. It'll be free to NRC members, which is the Neal Recreation Center members, and it'll be $5 for non-members. And activities will include, you can have your photo taken with Santa, have breakfast with Santa, movie and crafts.
Oh man!
So they're hoping that a lot of the kids will show up that morning.
It's the whole idea, that's for sure. All right. Well, listen, I want you and your family to have a great holiday, and
same to you, Scott.
Look forward to seeing you in the new year with all sorts of new fun in the city of Bryan. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. All right. The mayor, Art Hughes, the mayor pro tem, in this morning for the mayor of Bryan. That's our community segment. Is brought to you by Van Dyke Rank Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The joys of Christmas. The Gospel according to St. Luke and St. Matthew tells of the birth of the Christ child, but no mention is made of the year or day of the year. So why do Christians celebrate his birth on December 25th? That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Early Christians couldn't decide upon a day of the year on which to honor the birth of Jesus. Saints Luke and Matthew had written of the baby Jesus being born in a manger because there was no room at the inn, and that he was born in Bethlehem. Since no year or day was mentioned, the ancients had many arguments and debates about a date on which the birth of Christ would be honored. They had always celebrated March 25th as the festival of spring, paying tribute to the return of life to the soil. Finally, they decided to add 9 months to March 25th, and that made it December 25th. A date on which Christians ever since have experienced the joys of Christmas.
No inflation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Inflation went into remission at the retail level last month. The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index declined 0.3% in November, mainly due to the sharp drop in oil prices. The core CPI, which excludes energy and food costs, was up 0.1%. The number of homeowners who are upside down on their mortgages continues to shrink. According to Zillow, more than 7 million homeowners who at one time owed more than their homes were worth now have equity. The negative equity rate has been cut in half since 2020. 2012 in the hardest-hit markets. We tend to be a little looser with the purse strings this time of year. A BMO Harris Bank survey finds Americans expect to spend an average of $1,128 during the holidays. SeaWorld Entertainment is planning layoffs. The theme park operator says a total of 300 jobs will be cut. Stock market futures continue to point moderately higher. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. GoToDealers.com.
Texas A&M men's basketball team will be in Kansas City at the Sprint Center coming up Saturday night, 5:30 broadcast time on this radio station. We will be tipping that one at 6 against Kansas State in the Sprint Center, Kansas City, Missouri. The schedule this week with finals and everything that's going on in the life of a student athlete on the Aggie basketball team. Head coach Billy Kennedy.
We've got a number of guys who are actually finished exams, so that's a good thing, but a lot of them will only have one exam a day. So we will practice every day this week. We'll go a little bit lighter on Wednesday. But because they're not in classes, it's just studying and exams. And they're professional players. Once all this is over with, we get them as much as we want. And we'll actually add more offense in this week and, you know, try to add a few things because we got a week to practice.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the schedule for the team this week. I'm Dave South, and that's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hold on. There's new tech coming to televisions that will make the picture even more vibrant. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. As a mom and as a business owner, I've always got a long list of to-dos. When the end of the year rolls around, it gets even longer. Send holiday cards, plan family gatherings, schedule year-end meetings. The list, it goes on and on. But thanks to Carbonite, there's one thing I never have to worry about. That's backing up my computer files. Carbonite automatically backs up every single file right to the cloud. My holiday card photos, my family recipes, my work schedules. It's all safe and sound. Take backup off your to-do list with Carbonite. Visit Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code Kim. I trust Carbonite to protect my digital files, both at home and here at the show. Because it's automatic, I can focus on running my business while Carbonite backs it all up. Let Carbonite back it up for you, too. Go to Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com. Use offer code Kim, and you'll get 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com. TVs are always a hot seller this time of year, but I recommend waiting to buy until after the new year. Why? For starters, they're always the pre-Super Bowl TV sales. But there's something even bigger every first week in January, the monstrous Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This year, a new type of display technology is set to make TV images appear brighter and more vibrant than ever before. It's called quantum dot technology and uses light-emitting crystals that are 100,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. The new tech is perfect to show 4K content. Look for Sony, Samsung, and LG to show off their quantum dot technology TVs at CES in January, which means all the televisions sitting on store shelves and warehouses right now just became old news. Stay up to date with me and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Overcrowding, sooner rather than later, has led the College Station School Board to look at asking voters next November at a $135 to $150 million bond issue. That would build a third middle and intermediate school, where board members Michael Wesson and Michael Schaefer responded to enrollment projections indicate that there are not enough classrooms, lunchrooms, gyms, or bathrooms.
I understand we can always pull strings and add temporary buildings, but I don't think that's what anybody in College Station expects their kids to have to go through at our schools, nor do I.
So. I'm a firm believer in the facilities on the quality of education. I think when you start cramming that many people in there, I think it reduces the quality of education.
The bond issue would also include a 10th elementary school. A board majority directed administrators to form another community planning committee and contact city officials about a joint meeting with the city council. Thursday night's council meeting agenda includes appointing an advisory committee to make recommendations for a city bond issue next year. Thursday's College Station Council meeting was also supposed to include the first changes in more than 20 years to the city's regulations on drilling oil and gas wells. That's been postponed until early next year, according to a blog on the city website, because staff wants more time to work with energy companies and other stakeholders. Brazos County is at the northern edge of the Eagle Ford Shale, where 250 rigs are pumping and pulling out oil and gas. Omar Garcia with the South Texas Energy and Economic Roundtable says with oil prices hovering around $60 a barrel, some rigs are still profitable at $40 a barrel.
The oil and gas industry has spent billions of dollars in South Texas. This is not something that we're just going to walk away from. I think if anything, what oil prices are going to do next year is put a hold on new investment or new projects.
Lower oil prices hasn't stopped the creation of job openings. Workforce Solutions reports thousands of positions are still available. A 12-person committee can start sorting through applications for the new First Lady of Texas A&M.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says although there were specific requirements for Reveille 9, some interesting applicants still came in before the deadline on Monday.
The first two applicants we received were male dogs.
And that's probably a no-go, huh?
That's a no-go. And that was interesting because they said the male dog has a broader chest and is prettier, and they have so much hair you'll never know it was a male dog. And I said, Reveille is known as the First Lady of A&M, and it has to be a lady.
Reber says they are also looking for a dog who is at least a year old. The committee made up of faculty, students, and veterinarians is hoping to select a dog and have her ready to replace Rev 8 by final review in the spring. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 hours before Governor Perry speaks at his alma mater later this week, he may have a building named for him. Texas A&M's 100-year-old academic building may become the Governor Rick Perry 72 building. A&M's Board of Regents will consider the name change Thursday afternoon, shortly before the governor delivers a convocation program address to December graduates.
Interim President Mark Hussey released a statement that he was asked to provide input regarding a possible naming opportunity to honor Perry for his support of A&M and service to the entire state. Dr. Hussey sent that information, which was not released to the public, to Regents Chairman Phil Adams O'Brien. Adams is a 1970 graduate of A&M, 2 years ahead of Perry and System Chancellor John Sharp. A second Regent John White of Houston graduated with Adams, while a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated the year after Perry and Sharp. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you've not gotten your flu shot this season, you're still in luck. The Brazos County Health Department is providing 75 free flu shots Thursday as part of their 75th anniversary. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says flu numbers are rising as of last week.
We try to remind people, obviously, get your shot to protect not yourself but others around you that are, you know, immune depressed and just, you know, can't fight back like normal people.
Paul says this includes babies and the elderly. The health department will be set up at the Brazos Valley American African-American Museum in Bryan Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45. Patients must be at least 6 months old, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. A Washington County man is accused of using a fork to stab a woman in the eye and blind her during what was supposed to be a Thanksgiving celebration. 42-year-old Steve Gant of Burton was also arrested on a similar charge involving the same victim from a separate incident earlier this year. The U.S. attorney in Dallas has been confirmed by the Senate to be the next leader of the Federal Immigration Agency. Among those voting against Sarah Saldana due to the president's recent executive orders was Senator John Cornyn.
Cornyn took to the Senate floor to say it's mind-boggling that President Obama has usurped Congress's role in issuing work permits to illegal immigrants.
Well, this is the situation into which the president has put a good and decent person like Sarah Saldana.
Experts say it is the first of what will likely be several showdowns over President Obama's deportation amnesty. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:45. It's 48 degrees. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Okay, I want to talk to current Suddenlink customers for a minute, and then we're going to talk those who aren't. If you are a current Suddenlink customer, as part of the We Promise Guarantee, Suddenlink committed to bringing you a better value, richest content, and the fastest internet speeds available. So if you're a customer right now, one of the most popular broadband internet packages between now and New Year's will be given a significant internet speed upgrade. You check your mailbox for more information. Should be coming soon. Take advantage of this. It's absolutely free from your friends at Suddenlink. Now, if you're not a member of Suddenlink's family yet, need to do that right now. There's no shopping around. Suddenlink makes it really easy for you. Just go into their location, which is 4114 East 29th Street across from the TV station, or go to suddenlink.com. You can get blazing fast internet for just $25 a month, SL200 HD TV for as low as $37 a month, and home phone for as low as $15 a month. So get all the details. Plus, there's always video on demand that's there. There's pay-per-view events that are available every month. Those all are updated. And, of course, the video on demand that they have for you is archived hours and hours, tens of thousands of programs out there for you to choose from. Again, go to suddenlink.com. You can sign up right there.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Land Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Land Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate Law.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The 2014 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 100 different categories. Everything from the best bakery to family entertainment. Celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000. Pick up your free copy at Casa Rodriguez, Village Foods, the College Station Kettle, and many other places around town. Or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 8:49, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Increasing and thickening clouds today. High temperatures 50 to 55. By late afternoon, we could see a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower tonight, otherwise cloudy with lows near 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there is the potential for a passing shower, highs near 60. A better chance of showers tomorrow night. There could even be a thunderstorm. Lows will be near 55. Showers and any thunderstorms will taper off Friday. It'll remain cloudy. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bunch of cars and trucks on the road. Some of them get together. Stuff happens and it spills on the road.
Yes.
Matter of fact, apparently boxes of and bags of grapefruit ended up scattered along the interstate in Austin. Nobody was hurt this morning in the accident that spilled citrus near downtown Austin. Police trying to determine what caused the Interstate 35 crash. You know what it was?
What?
Traffic was probably moving along just fine. And they went, oh, we can't have that. Let's have something else happen. And so they just spilled stuff. But there is a pretty spectacular video of the FedEx truck that busts open with stuff all over the ground. So with that in mind, so I have a list of spills on the highways for 2014. So let me see if I can find some appropriate music. You hear them, they're crashing together. See, I thought that was an outstanding choice there. Just saying. Just patting myself on the back. Spills started picking up steam.
Such a dork.
Thank you. Spills started picking up steam in the summer. There were two separate Bud Light spills in 2014.
Ah!
Yeah, the first in June happened in North Dakota, followed by the September spill in Houston.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yep, the Red Bull spill in Florida on I-95 in early July
as
well.
That one was cleaned up really quick, though.
Yeah, we were there. In August, a fish spill took place in Thailand. Closer to home, the cranberry sludge spill, which menaced Massachusetts in a roadway there, while the butter and whipped cream hit Indianapolis at about the same time.
Need pancakes.
Yes. September brought a food coloring spill in Kentucky.
Ooh. Mm,
that's probably tough to get cleaned up. Also, there was an orange spill in San Diego. November saw a spill of frozen turkeys in California. I swear to God, I thought they could fly. Anyway, which is better than the truck carrying the live turkeys that did overturn in Virginia over the summer. And better than that, the overturned truck carrying the live calves, half of them were killed. That was wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
mm.
And then later in November, a truck carrying 50-pound bags of dog food tipped over on a Washington highway.
Mmm, crunchy.
Yep. And also, there was apparently a spill of frozen meat in Waco. I don't remember seeing that.
I don't either.
One, but anyway.
So they didn't get the Brian chicken spill.
You know, you're right. I guess maybe there's a certain standard. I mean, maybe it has to be so many lives lost or whether, you know, feathers on the road.
We had PETA on board here.
We did, actually, and they ended up putting a little memorial out there, right?
No, they wanted to.
Oh, they wanted to. Yeah, that's right.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Gun Corps has settled into their brand new location just in time for Christmas. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. And with a new shop comes new ideas, like the Gun Corps Guarantee. For the life of any product you purchase at Gun Corps, they'll act as the liaison between you and the manufacturer. So your stuff is fixed, hassle-free. This goes for everything in the shop, no matter what, except for ammunition. Aggie and Combat, veteran-owned and operated. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical. meets tactical.
The company that's built 1 million loaders is now in the Brazos Valley, and that's Bobcat. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. Get the best equipment, parts, and supplies for moving, hauling, pushing, plowing, digging, all the hard work you need to do at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and supplies. You'll find them at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Call Bobcat of the Brazos Valley today, 979-314-9222. That's 979-314-9222.
Good morning, about 6 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, Google with their annual most searched topics.
Okay.
Number 8 is ISIS. Number 7 is Conchita Wurst, the Austrian recording artist. Number 6 is Flappy Bird. Number 5, the ILS Ice Bucket Challenge. Number 4, Malaysia Airlines. Number 3, Ebola. Number 2, World Cup. Number 1, Robin Williams. As far as people are concerned, the top searches. Number 8 was Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Number 7 was Lord. Number 6 was Jared Leto. Number 5 was Renee Zellweger. Number 4 was Tracy Morgan. Help me here. Number 3 is Julie Gayette. G-A-Y-E-T.
Don't know that one.
Uh-oh. Number 2. Better look that up so we can know who that is. You can put it on your computer. Number 2 is Kim Kardashian. And number 1 is Jennifer Lawrence. So those are the searches. So, all right, let me see. We're talking about naming the system building after the sitting governor.
Yes.
Bill took it from the angle of this guy's on the Board of Regents who's a friend of this guy, and they graduated about the same. No. He appointed them all, okay? He appointed them all. I'm guessing they're going to go ahead and vote. Oh, and he's doing a speech on campus 2 hours after the vote. If it didn't happen, who's going to deliver that message to him?
Don't ever name anything after anyone living, and probably not even for a few years after that.
We were talking about that this morning.
San Antonio, 2004, Raul Prado had his face on a mural at South San Antonio High School. I know, because when I visited, I was already at A&M, but I went back home. My dad said, hey, look at South San. They had to take it off because he was indicted for public corruption.
All right, remember Eller, who was on the Board of Regents here? They named the meteorology building after him. Take those down. And wasn't there an arts council building somewhere in a central Texas?
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of Fit You can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, a little less than 2 minutes till. North Carolina deer wandered into a Walmart, caused a little panic.
I can see that.
Somehow the confused animal got into the store. A group of customers tackled the animal. That took some nerve.
Yeah.
Those hooves are a little sharp. Anyway, eventually the deer was pinned to the ground until animal control officers arrived. They caught the deer and sent it out. So, more severe heat waves, more frequent intense flooding caused by climate change could bring increased cases of cholera in vulnerable areas around the world.
Oh, no, we're all going to die.
That's right. University of Maryland went, oh, no, we're all going to die. Okay, just see what happens. Oh, we mentioned the mission, the Mercury Messenger, you know, that was sent out that they're going to name this crater, okay? You know, John Lennon had the Lennon Crater on Mercury, named after him in 2013.
Really?
Truman Capote also, Enrique Caruso, and Alexander Calder. They all have those, too. So, just saying. You know, it could happen to you. Dreams can true. If you want to have one of those named after you, then good luck with that. Let me see. On this date in history, the Wright brothers did fly on this date successfully. That was back in 1903. And the UFO study from the United States Air Force was closed in 1969.
Project Blue Book.
Nothing to be seen here, yes. In 1989 on Fox, this show called The Simpsons debuted.
Wow.
How'd that work out for them? At 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News, right.